Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma to take care of my diabetes and my blood pressure, etc., etc., and those big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. Total waste of time. So I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR, and the results are rather spectacular. My blood pressure is way down in the normal range. My blood sugar is way down in the normal range. My energy level is up, and basically I really feel good. If you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Okay, that stuff really works and I'm very pleased. And I don't easily endorse things. Give Patrick a call and tell him what's going on, and he can help you out. See you later. May Yahweh bless and keep you.
Live. Live. Hip, two, three, four. Hip, two, three, four. Lift. If we're the team at EFR,
we're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are,
make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, two, three, four, hip. Hip, two, three, four, hip.
All right, you soldiers of Yahweh, this is your wake-up call. I have been questioned by a friend in the chat room about how I feel about polygamy. Okay, now this is not a simple subject, it's not a simple answer. I'm going to take the scriptural view of it, and I'm also going to present what's going on in today's world. This may take more than one show. I do not know until I get into it as the Holy Spirit guides me through this. I may anger some people, but what I'm going to quote is the Word. And if you are angry at the Word, I'm sorry. So don't get all in the uproar and call names and fume and fuss. I'm going to read from Matthew chapter 19, verses 1 through 12. Verse 1, and it came to be when Yahshua had ended these words that he left Galilee and came to the borders of Yehuda beyond the Jordan. Verse 2, and large crowds followed him, and he healed them there. Verse 3, and the Pharisees came to him, trying him and saying to him, in other words, they were testing him, Is it right for a man to put away his wife for every reason? In other words, can you just dump her? Verse 4. And he answering said to them, did you not read that he who made them at the beginning made them male and female? Reference Genesis 1:27 and 5:2. I'm not going to dwell on the notes that much. I need to get this done. Verse 5. And said, pardon me, for this cause a man shall leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. That's Genesis 2:24. Verse 6. So that they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what Elohim has joined together, let man not separate. Okay. For every reason. Good old Pharisees. Verse 7, they said to him, why then did Moshe command to give a certificate of divorce and to put her away? That's Deuteronomy 24, verses 1 and 3. Pardon me, I have a little congestion here. Verse 8, he said to them, because of the hardness of your hearts, Moshe allowed you to put away your wives. But from the beginning, it was not so. Okay, stop right here. Who was here at the beginning? Yeshua. Okay. He was around. He's eternal. Moshe allowed this because of peer pressure, okay? Verse 9, and here's what he says. And I say to you, now this is Yeshua speaking. You cannot dispute what Yeshua says. If you do, you're on your own. Don't bother me. And I say to you, whoever puts away his wife, except on the ground of whoring, okay, that's adultery, fooling around in the marriage, and adultery also means having sex outside your own race, okay, on the grounds of whoring. Because that's what whores do. And marries another. If you dump one and marry another, okay, and marries another, commits adultery. If she didn't whore around and she wasn't race mixing, you can't get rid of her. There's no divorce. You understand that? There is no scriptural basis for divorce. That's a hard and fast rule uttered by Yeshua right here in verse 9 of chapter 19 of the book of Matthew. Continuing on in verse 9. And whoever marries her who has been put away commits adultery. She's still that guy's wife scripturally, and nobody else is allowed to have her. Oh, boy, I can hear the hackles raise. I can hear the corks pop from the top I can hear it now. What? Okay. This is Yahshua speaking. Do not argue with me. Take it up with Yahweh. He's giving you the law because Moshe made a mistake allowing people because of the hardness of their hearts. But he's telling us here the direct word from the Holy One of Israel that you can't do it. That's going to raise a firestorm. Oh well, I'm used to that. Verse 10. His taught ones said to him, if such is the case of a man with his wife, it is good not to marry. Verse 11. And he said to them, not all receive this word, but only those to whom it has been given. It doesn't apply to everybody. It does not apply to the non-Israelites. It's only given to Israel. And if you are in Israel, you must obey this. Otherwise, you are in opposition to the teachings of Yahshua. Now, Well, you're being judgmental. I'm not being judgmental. I'm reading the word. Here it is. I'm not judging anything. I'm telling you what this says. Verse 12. For there are eunuchs who were so born from their mother's womb. They have no desire for women whatsoever. And there are eunuchs who were made eunuchs by men. They were cut. Okay. Continuing in verse 12. And there are eunuchs who have made themselves eunuchs for the sake of the reign of the heavens. He who is able to receive it, let him receive it. In other words, they have given up sex because it interferes with their Christian walk. All right, now let's take a minute and go back to old Moshe. Back in Genesis. What they had back then was scriptural marriage. Okay? You made arrangements with the father of the bride and you married her, and the act of marriage was taking her in a tent and having sex with her, consummating the marriage with the virgin girl. Key word, virgin. Okay? Virgin. Because if you found she was not a virgin and she had defiled herself with another man before marriage, they would take her out and they would stone her to death. That was the law. She had committed folly in Israel and had violated the rules of chastity, which offended Yahweh, and they would kill her. Okay? That was the rule. If you marry a woman and she's not a virgin, oh boy. Scripturally, if we were living by scripture these days, which we are not, I'll get to that. I'm going to cover all the bases. Not in this show, then in the next one. I'm not going to rush this. If she isn't a virgin, that marriage is null and void. Now, back in the medieval days when they had beds and sheets and all that stuff, they had what was called the bridal sheet or, I'm thinking of the token, the bridal token. When you took that girl, she would bleed, okay? The blood of her virginity, her hymen breaking, would bleed and it would get on the sheet. And they would fold up that sheet in the morning with the blood exposed. It was all folded up and the blood was on the outside. They would put it in a box and the groom would present it to the father of the bride. Your daughter was a virgin. I took her. Here's proof of her virginity. And if she wasn't a virgin, more than likely her father would kill her. That's harsh, isn't it? My. We have gotten lax and lazy, and we just let anything ride today, don't we? Okay. Scriptural marriage. Let's get into scriptural marriage. Yeah, you have sex with the girl. She's your wife now. You went in unto her. That's what that means. You went in unto her. Well, he went in unto her and had sex with her. That's the meaning of those passages. They were married, and he had to stay with her and fulfill her weeks. Remember with Leah and Rachel? He had to, Yaakov had to fulfill, Moshe had to fulfill Leah's weeks. In other words, she had so many weeks where he was to have sex with her a lot in order to try to get her pregnant. That's what that, like a honeymoon today, they were having at it all the time. That's what fulfilling her weeks meant. Okay, well, he really wanted Rachel, but they snuck Leah in on him. Well, he couldn't get rid of her. And they mistranslated the scripture. Rachel he loved, but Leah he hated. It does not mean hated. It means loved less. If you read the definitions and do the word study, it means he loved her less. He didn't hate Leah. Good Lord, he had all kinds of kids. That was Jacob. Had all kinds of kids with Leah. Had some kids with Rachel. Now, back then, that was a scriptural marriage. He'd be in one tent one night. They lived in separate tents. And the next night, he'd go to the other tent. Okay? He was taking care of both these women, plus working. He was working, taking care of the sheep, okay? Later on, we come into the question of concubines. Now, what is a concubine? It's not something that grows on a vine, okay? It's not a plant. It is a second-class wife without the full rights of a first-class wife. Now, Leah and Rachel were first-class wives, but the concubines were not. But he treated them fair, and they stayed with him the whole time until they passed away. They stayed with him. They were maidservants to the primary wives. A concubine is a woman that will have sex and have children for a man without being fully married to him. Okay, now you had the Mormon church. The Mormon church had a bunch of wives. Then they passed all the laws, so now they have one wife and concubines. They just went around it. They have women that have sex and have children, and they're called concubines. Now, I don't agree with the Mormon religion, okay? But they still believe in polygamy. Okay? They passed all kinds of laws. They brought the army in to arrest and shoot a whole bunch of the Mormons. You've seen what they've done down in Texas recently with the wives and the children. They brought jackbooted thugs in and drug them all out and arrested a whole bunch of people. They had young girls, and I mean young girls that were not legal age, as wives and concubines. Okay, now that's legal age. Oh, boy. Whew. Legal age back in scripture time. Now, this is going to offend somebody. I know it's going to offend people. I'm ready for it. You have to understand history and the truth. It doesn't have to please you. You don't have to like it. But this is how it was. When they had some of their wives, they took them and they were 12 years old. Some of the patriarchs, okay? 12 years old. Oh, that's child molestation. This is what went on. Whether it's right or wrong, or you like it or don't like it, doesn't mean a hill of beans. They were taking 12-year-old wives. Okay? That's how it was in reality. Now, you can poo-poo it and say, oh, no, that's not so. Yes, it is. Look it up. Research. Do your research. Scriptural marriage. What is a scriptural marriage? Whether it's a full wife or a concubine, the man is responsible for the upkeep of the woman. He has to take care of her and provide everything that she needs for her. And he cannot deny her marital relations. That goes against scripture. Even if he wants a new model, he has to keep taking care of that woman. She has needs to, and she is entitled to that. She has the right to that, and he cannot abrogate that right. That's a right. Whew. Concubines. The patriarchs, man, they were putting out. Jacob had concubines, and they were the maidservants of the wives. And they were putting out kids. And he was taking care of all their needs. He was prosperous. He had flocks and herds and all that other stuff. Back in those days, they lived a much simpler lifestyle. Do we live that kind of lifestyle today? No, we do not. We don't live in tents. We're not traveling around following herds. So what applied back then may very well not apply to today. Okay, you want to have a second wife. Oh, and it's scriptural. But the laws in the United States prohibit it, and if you do that and somebody finds out about it, you're going to go to jail. Okay? That's a fact. That's how they've perverted the laws. Okay? We're living in a perverted society today. You want to have concubines, in other words, women that'll have children. Well, you keep one around for a while, then you dump her and you get another one. That's not scriptural. You have to keep her. If she's not fooling around on you and she's having kids for you, you need to keep her and take care of her. That's what the scripture says. Women have rights. I'm not talking about libtard women, feminism. I'm talking about women's actual rights. They're to be revered. They're supposed to be cared for and loved and treated well. How many of these guys have hot and cold running girlfriends? That's not concubinage. That's fornication. If you are married to a woman and you go out and you commit adultery, you've committed a sin. You go to a bar and pick up some floozy, you're sinning. That's a sin. That's not scriptural. Because you got one that's attractive and she wants to move into a trailer near you and you want to go over and fool with her and you have three or four or five others and you're going from trailer to trailer servicing these women. That's not scriptural. That's not marriage. It's not concubinage. If you had a wife beforehand and she was not fooling around on you, you do not have the right to divorce her. You don't have that right. Deal with it. Thus says Yeshua HaMashiach in chapter 19. Argue with that. Don't argue with me. I didn't make these rules. Yahweh made these rules. And the problem with society today is people are disobedient to Yahweh. Well, so with marriage and sexual relations. One of the biggest problems we have today is sexual immorality. pardon me, I have a little congestion. You cannot have hot and cold running babes. That's not Bible marriage or concubinage. That's fornication. You're dishonoring yourself. You're dishonoring the woman. You're being dishonest with her. You're not taking care of her. You're doing wrong. Oh, my, that's harsh. Well, yeah, it is. I'm known sometimes for being a little harsh. And you wonder why all these women, the libs, why they turn that way, why they're mad at men. Because a lot of men today behave like dogs. That's why. Any bitch that's in heat, they go running after it. They're not living by the law in Scripture. And just because they'll let you doesn't mean you should. Well, she's easy. Oh, yeah, she might very well be easy. But does that make it right because they're easy? Don't you have any self-control or self-restraint? Evidently not by the way society is going. And that's why Yahweh is angry with Israel, because many of the men of Israel are sinful. Sin, sin, sin. All the churches don't want to talk about sin. That's unpleasant. That might upset somebody. Isn't that tough? You have a responsibility in marriage, okay? What's marriage for? Marriage is for the procreation of children. You get married and your wife's using birth control, you're not fulfilling your duty to breed Israelites. I will make you as the sand of the sea. In the neighborhood I grew up in, man, they had 8, 9, 10 kids with the same woman. Yeah, she was worn out, but so they were worn out in the Bible as well. Some died in childbirth. It's responsibility of the man to breed Israelites and to take care of the woman and the children. Now, can you afford multiple wives and all those kids today? Can you discharge your obligation, men, to the women? Can you do that? Can you take care of them? Can you raise the kids? Give them all they need? Raise them right in morality? Are you going to spend time with them and teach them the law? Are you just going to have a woman that lives with you and you boink around on the weekends and have at it? That's common. But is that a scriptural marriage? Are you discharging your responsibility to your race? To procreate, to create new Israelites? To increase our people? Are you doing it? Are you using birth control? I can't really afford it. What does it say here? Then it's good for a man not to marry. Well, yeah, if you can't afford to marry and you can't support a woman and you can't support a children, it's good for you not to marry. You have to do without. Boy, is that a slap in the face. You need to become celibate and control your body. Take charge of your temple. Take charge of your temple. It's a holy place. And if you do all this other stuff, you are defiling that temple which Yahweh gave you. This is a hard lesson, and it's going to anger some people. I know that. I'm sorry if you're angry, but I'm not sorry that I'm reading the Word. I have to read the Word. That's what I do. If you are offended by the Word, there's something spiritually wrong in your life. Now, I've read passages in Scripture as I'm going through, and they bother me, and I have to go into prayer. And I look at my past life. Oh, man, did I sin back then? I sinned so badly. But Yahweh works with you. He's going to work with you. He will come into your life if you ask him. And he will clear out these stumbling blocks. A lot of them you have created for yourself because of the lust of the flesh. Okay? The desire of the eyes. You see stuff and you want it. Oh, man, I'm willing to do anything to get that. Well, that's a temptation that's going to lead to sin. Well, sex is a big desire. There didn't get to be so many of us because sex is not pleasurable. I'm not stupid. I'm not living in a fantasy world. Sex rules a lot of people's lives. People become obsessed with sex. But sex outside of marriage, scriptural marriage that I just described, where you have the responsibility for your wife or wives if you can afford them. And if you cannot, then you should not have more than one wife. It says in the New Testament that the bishop, in other words, the overseer of the local assembly, should be a husband of one wife. Because he has so much to do with his ministry that he cannot interfere by being at home taking care of a whole bunch of babes. Because sex is pleasurable and because women are desirable doesn't mean that you can just go around and do whatever you want. You have to behave, Israelite, in a responsible manner. And that includes your relationship with women. You can be friends with a woman, work with her at work, but if you have a wife at home, you don't meet her at the cocktail lounge after work and then go off to some motel. You don't do that. That's against Scripture. You have to control your vessel. And it seems that we have a great many men that cannot do that these days. They can't handle it. It overwhelms them. Those hormones just swamp them. What can I say? We need to look at reality, not fantasy. Oh, if it were only this way. Well, it's not. We're not living in the old patriarch biblical times where life was a lot simpler and you could have multiple wives because you were to procreate and make Israel as the sand of the sea. But today, in these last days, and that's where we're at, that's not quite practical. It's not feasible. And if you can't discharge your obligations to multiple wives and lots of children, you should have one wife. So polygamy back in the day was scriptural. Yes. Yes, it was. And it was proper back then. Now? No. Oh. No. Polygamy now, because of the constraints put on us by laws and by the enemy and the attacks on the family itself, to have a family structure where they take your kids and put them in public school system and vaccinate them and do all that. We're coming down the end here, folks. Look around and see the disaster that's almost upon us. And to try to marry and have a bunch of women, it's not practical, and we need to be practical. that's the sign of maturity. And we need to be mature. We need to be prepared to take care of families. That's scriptural. And if you cannot do that, if you're financially incapable of doing that, you shouldn't have more than one wife. And if you're young and you're dumb and you just love this babe and you want to go fool around with her, that's not the reason to get married. That's not a scriptural marriage. A scriptural marriage is a partnership, a working partnership between a man and a woman for the purpose of procreating and having children and raising those children. And if you can't support a wife and children, don't get married. Don't get married. Don't have sex outside of marriage. Control your vessel. How many are going to listen to that? How many are going to do it? I bet not many. It says, there are men that make themselves eunuchs for the reign of the heavens. That describes a man that does not marry because he cannot fulfill the obligation of a scriptural marriage and he doesn't want to sin. Doesn't want to fornicate, doesn't want to sin. He holds himself in check and controls his vessel. That's rough for a lot of people. It is. That's rough to control that. Did I do that when I was young? No, I was wild and crazy and riding with a motorcycle club, and I didn't know Yahweh. I didn't know Yeshua. I didn't know the truth. I was living in the world and of the world. But when Yahweh got a hold of me, everything changed. I don't even look at women anymore. First of all, I'm too old. I don't care. Yeah, hi, honey. How you doing? Have a nice day. Oh, my. It's a comedy of errors in today's society. We're watching morality go downhill. We're watching morality go downhill in Israel. Our brothers and sisters are keeping pieces and parts of the law, but they're not following the commandments. And he didn't say just obey this, but you can let this slide. He didn't say that. Come on now. Wide is the road to destruction, but narrow is the road to deliverance and salvation. It's a narrow road we have to walk. We have to walk a narrow road with restraint in our lives. And a lot of our men and a lot of our women, I'm not exempting the women, they have no restraint either. They go out and sleep around and just whatever feels good. Meet some guy and they get half drunk and they go sleep with him. All the time. Happens all the time. And then they catch some STD because the guy's been sleeping around with hoes and he's got something that's lethal and he gives it to her. Or they catch AIDS. Or they get pregnant and then they go kill the kid. No, that's not convenient. No, it's not convenient. It's a child. I'm sorry. And I'm guilty of that. I got a girl pregnant when I was young. I was not a Christian. I didn't believe in any of it. And I opted for convenience. And you don't think that eats at me today? That tears me up? that I committed debt sin, then I will be on my knees weeping before the Father over that. I've never been blessed with children because I'm called to this ministry. And he does not call the righteous. He calls sinners to repentance. He called me a chief sinner. And he's shown me the way and he's shown me his word and convicted me of my sins. And I hate my life that I lived before. I hate it with an undying passion. I wish I could go back and change it, but I cannot. All I can do is forge ahead in the word of Yahweh and try to teach others so they won't make the mistakes I made. You want to see an example of bad? Look at me. Here I am. Stupid, foolish, willful, lustful, all of those things. And if I stood on my own before the Father, I would be cast in the lake of fire. But Yeshua will stand between me and the Father, will see that I am covered with the blood of redemption, that I have repented of my life. And that is what the Father wants. Even one as wicked as I was. Even one like me. He wants. He calls odd people like myself. I mean, an ex-con, ex-biker, ex-this. The key word is ex. And what fills up my life now? Lust after things? No. Lust after women? No. Lust after the word. Teach me, Father. Open my eyes. Heal my spirit. Make me better. Make me better. Make me a better servant. Put words in my mouth that I can edify somebody else so they will come to you. And that is the only reason for my existence. My life other than what I'm doing now is worthless. Had no meaning. None. But now. Ah, yes, now. This polygamy business. You need to look at your individual situation. Are you wealthy? Can you afford multiple wives and many children? No birth control. Nope. No birth control, no abortions. Kids. 8, 10, 12 children. Can you raise them? Can you feed them? Can you clothe them? Can you house them? Can you educate them? Can you teach them the word of Yahweh? Can you do that? If you can and you have that kind of money, more power to you. I'm not going to say that polygamy is wrong. I'm just going to say this, that there are restrictions and conditions that you must follow in order to do it in a scriptural manner. You can't just have some babe for a while and get tired of her and send her on down the road. That's wrong. And we need to start doing right instead of doing wrong. You have to examine your personal life according to the word. You need to study and you need to pray on it. Go to the Father in prayer. What should I do and how should I do it, Father? If you don't have the resources, don't marry multiple wives. Don't have a bunch of kids. That's the problem. Nobody's raising the kids. They just put them out there and let them grow up like weeds. Our Israelite children are not weeds. And we need to treat them as Israelites. That pretty much wraps up polygamy as far as I'm concerned. I thought it might take more than one show, but the Holy Spirit has led me through all these verses and through what I needed to say. And it all boils down to personal responsibility again. Be responsible for your actions. Don't just put children out in the world and let them drift. That is so wrong. Well, I'm going to play a few tunes. And then I'm going to play the bumper music. And I'll catch you on Word for Word next week. So let's do the EFR March here for Wake Up Call. Praise Yahweh, and may He bless and keep you.
Lift, lift, hip, two, three, four, hip, two, three, four, lift, hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, two, three, four, hip. Two, three, four, hip.
What a strange world we live in. What a shame, oh, what a shame. Someone's always quarreling, then marriage don't remain. Divorces by the thousands. Is this human race insane? I always thought that marriage should be a sacred thing. Married by the Bible, divorced by the law. Every day there's more and more, the worst I ever saw. Things have changed, they're not the same as the days of Ma and Pa. They were married by the Bible, no divorces by the law. Steps are often taken without thinking twice, and oft times there's a child or two who's left to pay the price. Those little hearts so innocent, they don't know who's to blame. No mom and dad to love them. What a shame, oh what a shame. Married by the Bible and divorced by the law. Every day there's more and more, the worst I ever saw. Things have changed, they're not the same as the days of Ma and Pa. They were married by the Bible and no divorces by the law. Married by the Bible, divorced by the law. Every day there's more and more, the worst I ever saw. Things have changed, they're not the same as the days of Ma and Pa. They were married by the Bible, no divorces by the law.
Oh, Can't you hear me say?